The Virgin of Bennington by Kathleen Norris. Copyright 2001 by Kathleen Norris. Read by Sandra Burr. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
For David. But salvation is far from sinners, and such was I at that time. Yet little by little I was drawing closer to you, although I did not know it. St. Augustine, Confessions. Chapter 1. The Virgin of Bennington. In 1965, when I was 17, I became Nick Carraway. That is, I found myself living out the core of F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby, which is how young Westerners adapt, or do not adapt, to what seems to them the dazzling but dangerous world of the East Coast. A Middle Westerner by heritage, and Far Westerner by virtue of having spent my adolescence in Hawaii, I had no idea when I applied to Bennington College in Vermont that I was signing up for a crash course in the turbulent dynamics of place and culture. I had chosen the school because, having dutifully fulfilled the minimum requirements for math courses at my preparatory school in Honolulu, I was seeking a place that would accept me as I was, precociously devoted to literature, but unable to master the rudiments of algebra. Bennington had little in the way of a required curriculum, and I felt ready to chart my own course. In truth, I was a sheltered adolescent from the provinces, still rooted in my family. My mother was a schoolteacher, and my father a professional musician, and I had been content to assume their interests as my own. Books and music were at the center of my life. When many of my classmates were getting driver's licenses so that they could socialize with each other, I spent my evening...